on Penguin Radio with Hannah Rodriguez Farrar, one of the coordinators of College Debate 16. Hello, Hannah.
Hey, Stuart, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. Well, this must be very exciting. After all this planning, it's finally all coming together. 47 states represented right here at Dominican, and you are really the catalyst. Talk about how tough was it to make this whole thing, to pull this off?
Well, first of all, it was a team of people who actually helped me. It was a great idea that just took off with a bunch of people on campus. Had a lot of fun working with Paul Racanello, Ashley Finley, Sarah Gardner, a number of people on campus just like pitching in their ideas. So it was a team effort, even though it started out just kind of in my office with lots of post-its on the wall and kind of crazy ideas and trying to figure this all out. I didn't think it was real until I started getting pictures of students. You know, it's one thing when you get an application, it's another when, you know, here comes a student from North Dakota and here's a student from Wyoming. And to see their picture on the website was, okay, this is now really real. So it's great to actually see the face now back to the picture next to the application that says, I'm interested in healthcare reform, I'm worried about immigration in this country, I care about gun rights and gun violence, and so now it's really real and it's really exciting to have them here. And don't forget, we have D.C. as well. So it's 47 states and D.C., but we will have all 50 for September for sure.
That is fantastic. And talk about September, because this is just leading up to September, which is really the monumental,
right,
kind of the end of this or the start of something big.
Right. So September... See, the thing is, this is the beginning of what I like to think of as a simmer getting into a boil that happens in September when all the delegates, and we will have more delegates at that point, including virtual delegates who won't be here but will be getting them throughout the summer. Faculty fellows will be participating with their students on their campuses, doing events, doing outreach, all happening in social media, virtually. While we have two events happening here at Dominican, the real work is about the peer-to-peer effects that happen in social media. The fact that I have a Facebook page and I can post something and ask people, you know, this is something I care about. Do you care enough about this issue to vote on this issue? And that's what we're trying to build here, is a coalition of students from across the country to get them to care enough about something to get them to vote.
With Hannah Rodriguez Farrar on Penguin Radio, talk just for a moment about the group of people that are here. These people that in the last 45 minutes, I have been totally impressed by how engaged these people are. They are talking about the issues, and this is a very serious group of young people who are really interested in this, and they seem genuinely interested in Dominican. How did you choose these, or did they choose us?
I think it's a combination of both. They are incredibly engaged students. I think this is, they stand in the face of everyone saying millennials don't care, they're lazy, they have, you know, all they care about are taking selfies and, you know, nothing. That is so not true. These students are passionate about things that are not about themselves, right? So they are where they care about things is because, you know, their parents were immigrants, their family members have gone through loss of health care because they've lost their jobs. They've seen the things that happen with a bad economy. All of those things. It's not, and this is a way for their voice to be heard and for their friends' voices to be heard. And I think that they really get that this is what this is about, and that this is part of something bigger, and it's the beginning of it.
Well, I understand that you have a large group of people that have worked with you in making this dream a reality. What do you hope in the end that this whole project leads to or accomplishes?
Other than getting everybody to vote? Yes.
Is that the primary
hope?
Well,
no, that's not the primary thing. I think a couple of things. First of all, I would really love these students and their network to recognize the power that they have in their voice, and that voice doesn't have to be literally your voice like this, but your voice and your opinions as expressed in social media, in a tweet, in an article, in a blog post, in a podcast, and in empowering that voice toward change, right? So you're no longer this kind of helpless actor or a float on top of the ocean just bobbing along. No. You not only control your own fate, but you actually have the impact on other people's fates and how they can move the needle on the things that matter to them, from climate change, education, you name it. They care about things. So instead of just caring get other people to care with you and start a movement on it. That's what, that is what this is about for me. Beyond September, I think I'm hoping that this is a new model for a generation that gets their news on their cell phone. They get their news through tweets. They don't necessarily sit down at 6 o'clock and watch, you know, NBC nightly news like our generation, our parents' generation did, and recognizing that the way they get news, this is how you engage them. This is how you inform. This is how you educate. This is how you become a voter that bases your vote on facts and information as opposed to, you know, randomness. And so it's educating these delegates to get them to talk to their friends and their network to do the same thing.
Hannah Rodriguez Ferrar right here on Penguin Radio.